talking with Richard Castle, Farm Bureau Farm Family of the Year Award winner this year. Richard, you know, tell me a little bit about the difference that you see today versus when you were starting your farm operation there in the Alfalfa County area.
Well, one thing, the machinery is a whole lot different. When we started, you know, we had like a 100 horsepower tractor was a big tractor, and today that's a small tractor, and you can get over a lot more acres in the same amount of time. Probably the size of the machinery and just the size of the farms are so much bigger than when we started. We started with probably about 600 acre farm. And today we farm like 6,000 acres, and so it takes a lot more machinery and a lot more people.
So as you jump to those several thousand acre operations, that obviously there's a lot more management in there.
Yes, and I have a son and a grandson that are fully involved in our farming operation, and my son really does a whole lot of the planning him and my grandson and a fellow that works with us, a guy that works with us, they really do most of the work right now.
I know that, of course, the last couple of years we've been pretty dry. Last year especially was a real, real tough year. How would they compare to some of the previous times that have been dry in your area?
Well, in our area we were real lucky last year. The last 2 years have been dry, but our wheat crops were real good the last 2 years, and so summer crops were tough, but the winter wheat, you know, was real good. But probably the worst year I can remember would have been back when I was growing up in high school in the early 50s. Seemed like we had several years in that were awful dry, and a lot more, and were more difficult than these last years were.
Maybe some advice for somebody like your son or someone that's trying to, you know, get established in farming today.
Well, I think the main thing they need to, it's going to take a lot of work and not worry about having to spend a lot of hours, because you really will. To get done what you have to do, you've got to do a lot of the work, and a lot of it's going to have to be done by yourself. But also you need to kind of have a plan of what you want and what you want to accomplish, and then work toward that goal.